New defensive lineman Michael Bennett in the house. Here's a chance to meet him. Hello, everyone. I'm Eagles insider Dave Spadaro. Michael, welcome to Philadelphia. What's the day? What is the day like when you come into a city? The fans have no idea what happens behind the scenes.
It's everything. You travel in, you try to get in secretly, you try to, you know, eat dinner with the coaches, meet some players, and it's just a hectic day. But at the same time, through all that craziness, you get the opportunity to meet a lot of great people. And I think you get introduced to a whole bunch of new friends, new people who are going to show you around. And I think it's just a great experience to have that opportunity.
What kind of vibe are you getting from this building?
I mean, I feel like a hungry vibe. I feel like a savage vibe. I feel like people aren't satisfied. They want more. And I think it's something I want to be a part of, because you feel that vibe and you feel the culture. You feel everybody talking about what they want to do.
Michael, I think you've had a remarkable career. I mean, you weren't drafted. You go to Seattle, you get cut. You join Tampa Bay, you have some good years. You go back to Seattle, you have some great years, and now you're here. I wonder why. First of all, how did you not get drafted?
I don't know. Sometimes I wonder how either, but I think everything happens for a reason. I think not getting drafted just kept me hungry and kept a chip on my shoulder, because still to this day in the league, and no matter how much success I've always had, I've always been relentless from that. So I think the terrible personnel staff who didn't give me an opportunity, but I also thank them because they gave me this mindset to keep going.
Why have you been successful?
I think it's because of the way that I approach the game every single year. I approach it like this is my last year. Every single play, every single snap, I come out and I play like it's my last snap. I'm relentless to the beginning and to the end of the game. Even in the fourth quarters, if you look over the last couple of years, I've always had more hits and more of this in the fourth quarter, because I just go and I just keep going. And I think being in a team like this and being around great players like this, it just rejuvenates you as an older player, and it keeps you going mentally. And I think as you get older, you want to stay mentally stimulated in the league, and I think that's something that's super important.
When did you fall in love with the game of football?
I think I fell in love with the game of football at a young age. I always loved football when it came to the greatest players and watching great teams, whether it was the Dallas Cowboys or watching Tampa Bay. And you know, I used to watch those guys, and when they ran in Tampa 2 and look at the corner, you know, Rondé Barber, Warren Sapp,
they beat us though in the 2002 NFC Championship game. That's bad memories us here.
Hey, but you know, that was a good team. This was a good team too. Then I look at all, and I just used to watch football all the time, and I used to watch these players, Charles Haley, and I just loved the way that they used to play the game. I always felt like football was a place that you can go out and you can just be a savage out there. You can go out there and take what you want, and I think so. I always fell in love with it because of the team aspect. This ability to put your own goals aside for a whole team. It always felt like a family, and it was a place where you always felt like you had some other brothers, and whatever was going on at home, football was a place where you can go and find and be calm.
What is it like, Michael, coming into a new locker room? How do you kind of find your place in a locker room?
I think you just come in, you just kind of fit in. You don't try to step on too many people's shoes. You find out how things are ran, and you find how you fit into those things. You don't try to come in and change something that's already being great. You just go and be yourself and let your play speak, let your leadership speak, and just let who you are as a person, you know, blossom.
Do you have close friendships with players here?
Not too many. I just know a lot of guys over the time, you know, playing in the Pro Bowl with Fletcher over the last couple of years. Know Malcolm from a lot of different things. Marigos from Seattle. Mm-hmm. Chris Long just all the time. We talk on the phone because he's a defensive end, and we talk about defensive plays. And then we used to play for the Rams. We chatted all the time. So that was pretty much it.
Haloti Ngata came in last week, and he talked about how, you know, players, and Nigel Bradham talked about how players who coming here, you and Haloti joining Fletch and Chris Long and Derek Barnett, it's this collection of really fantastic football players. How excited are you to play in this defense?
I'm excited. I get an opportunity to line up against tight ends, and I really just don't think there's a tight end who can block me in the NFL, and if they think so, then they can prove it on Sunday. But to be honest, I just don't really think there's a lot of people who can do that. An opportunity to rush the passer and a nine technique on the play is just – it's fun.
It's savage.
Yeah, it's savage. You know what I'm saying? Savage time. So it's like, it's cool to be able to be there and be here with these guys and look to my left and look to my right, look behind me and see all these men that are ready to go out and hunt.
Last question, Michael. Your opinion on what are the particular components required to win a Super Bowl?
I think the components is you got to have a great offensive line check. You know, you got to have those players who can protect your quarterback and great running game. And I think we have those are the great things that you need for offensive and defensive. You need to be able to rush the passer and need to be able to stop the run. And I think that's something that we can do here, and I think that's was what you need to
win. Come up big in the fourth quarter, and we got Mr. Fourth Quarter right here at the NovaCare Complex. Michael, welcome to Philadelphia.
Thank you.
Look forward to working with you and seeing you kick some butt
you,
in 2018 and beyond. Michael Bennett in studio. Thanks for joining us.